listener production.
Hey there, Madeline Palmer with your Eastern and Wheatbelt local news. Partly cloudy in Kalgoorlie today, a top of 23. Showers and a top of 22 for Northern. Here's what's making news Friday, May 20. St John Ambulance has received a number of recommendations to follow in order to ensure they don't lose their contract. A parliamentary inquiry has recommended the state government take control of the fleet if the service doesn't improve within 5 years. Committee Chair Labor's Pierre Yang also has a number of recommendations for regional WA.
The committee recommends the Department of Health investigate extending the current service delivery model under which the majority of work is performed by volunteers with a hybrid model, where more career paramedics are deployed to work alongside volunteers.
A boost for a number of heritage-listed owners in WA. They'll share in over $300,000 from the state government. The Shire of Condonin will receive over $4,000, said to help with conservation works and to engage with specialist heritage consultants. And a local Kalgoorlie cafe is set to close its doors this week after taking over the business less than a year ago. Billy Ray Stokes took over the Granda Ganda Cafe in August last year. It will close its doors in the coming weeks. To local sports, the Goldfields Giants will be hoping to redeem themselves heading into round 7 of the NBL 1 West season. The side has suffered losses in the last two rounds and will have their work cut out for them when they take on the Joondalup Wolves tomorrow. The action kicks off at 5:30. If there's a story you'd like us to cover, send us an email at walocalnews@sea.com.au. Our listener app is the new home of your local news. Join up to listen now.
Listener.